Welcome to Zichu Dav Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Golder and Tim Rezeches Menachos Dav Yud Gimel, the second parak Hakometz as a Mincha. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. Dov Elias with Zecher Nishmas Mrs. Elias's father Rav Moshe Horn of Hashem, Rav Moshe Manes Ben Yaakov Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the second parak begins Hakometz as a Mincha. One who performs kmitza on a Mincha with the intent to eat its shirayim or burn its kometz the next day. Yossi agrees it's fully pigel. However, if he performs kmitza with the intent to burn its levona lamachar, Yossi says it's possible but has no karas, and the Chum say it is fully pigel. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah's first case clarifies that Rabbi Yossi's reasoning is not that he holds ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, one cannot affect pigel with half of the permitter, in this case the levona alone. Rather, his reason is ein matir b'fagel as a matir, one permitter cannot affect pigel on another permitter. Thus, an avoda with one matir, the kometz, with intent about another matir, the levona, cannot affect pigel. Although the Rabbanan agree that one matir generally cannot affect pigel in another matir, they disagree here because hekad the ikba ubechadmana, where the two matirin were set together in one kli, which the kometz and levona are, kachadami, they're like one item, so intent about one matir during a vote with the other affect pigel. Point number two, Rabbi Yannai said, likut levona bazar pasul. If the gathering of the levona from the top of the flower is done by a non-kohen, the mincha is invalid. Rabbi Yirmi explains the reason. Mishum halacha naguba, they connected this law to the law of bringing, which is one of the four essential avodas of the mincha, since gathering up the levona brings it closer to the mizbeach. Although the Zar did not walk with the Levona toward the Mizbech, Rav Yannai holds halacha shlo beregosh mahalacha, bringing not by foot is called bringing, and halacha bazar, psua, bringing performed by a non-Kohen, is invalid. And pointing me to the next Mishnah states that if one shechted the two kvasim, the lambs of Shavuos, with the intent to eat one of the two chalos the next day, or one burned the two bezichin of the lechem apani with the intent to eat echad min astarim, one of the two arrangements of loaves the next day, Rav Yossi says, osu achal v'osu aseder shechishav alav, that loaf or that arrangement about which he intended is pigel and incurs karas, but the other is merely pasul and does not incur karas. The Chachamim say both are fully pigel. Rav Huna says that Rav Yossi's opinion applies universally, and he would hold that if one had pigel intent about a carbon's right thigh, when nispagel ayerach shel small, the left thigh does not become pigel. This can be explained logically. Lo adifa machshava mamaisa atuma. Pigel intent is no better than tuma. Just as one detached limb, which became tame, is not metame the other limbs of the carbon, the same applies to pigel. Alternatively, this can be derived from a pasuk, "Va'nefesh ha'ochelus mimenu avuna tisa," and the person who eats of it shall bear its sin, implying that karas applies to one who eats mimenu, from it, the particular limb about which he intended, below mechavero, and not for eating from its fellow, another limb. Rav Huna's explanation for Biosi is rejected on the next daf, and another explanation is given. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the second parak begins, Hakometz as a mincha, one who performs kmitza on a mincha, with the intent to eat its shirayim or burn its kometz the next day, Biosi agrees it's fully pigel. However, if he performs kmitza with the intent to burn its levona lamachar, Biosi says it's possible but has no karas, and the Chum say it is fully pigel. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah's first case clarifies that Rabbi Yossi's reasoning is not that he holds ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, one cannot affect pigel with half of the permitter, in this case the levona alone. Rather, his reason is ein matir b'fagel as a matir, one permitter cannot affect pigel on another permitter. Thus, an avoda with one matir, the kometz, with intent about another matir, the levona, cannot affect pigel. Although the Rabbanan agree that one matir generally cannot affect pigel in another matir, they disagree here because hekad the ikba ubechadmana, where the two matirin were set together in one kli, which the kometz and levona are, kachadami, they're like one item, so intent about one matir during a vote with the other affect pigel. Point number two, Rabbi Yannai said, likut levona bazar pasul. If the gathering of the levona from the top of the flower is done by a non-kohen, the mincha is invalid. Rabbi Yirmi explains the reason. Mishum halacha naguba, they connected this law to the law of bringing, which is one of the four essential avodas of the mincha, since gathering up the levona brings it closer to the mizbeach. Although the Zar did not walk with the levona toward the mizbeach, Rabbi Yannai holds halacha shlo beregosh mahalacha, bringing not by foot is called bringing, and halacha bazar, psua, bringing performed by a non-kohen, is invalid. And point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one shechted the two kvasim, the lambs of Shavuos, with the intent to eat one of the two challos the next day, or one burned the two bezichin of the lechem upanim with the intent to eat echad min astarim, one of the two arrangements of loaves the next day, Rav Yossi says, Oso a challo v'oso a seder shechishav alav, that loaf or that arrangement about which he intended is pigal and incurs karas, but the other is merely pasul and does not incur karas. The Chachamim say both are fully pigal. Rav Huna says that Rav Yossi's opinion applies universally, and he would hold that if one had pigal intent about a carbon's right thigh, when nisbagal yerach shel small, the left thigh does not become pigal. This can be explained logically. Well, adifa machshava mamaisa atuma, pigal intent is no better than tuma, just as one detached limb, which became tame, is not metame the other limbs of the carbon, the same applies to pigal. Alternatively, this can be derived from a pasuk, "Va'nefesh ha'ochelus mimenu avuna tisa," and the person who eats of it shall bear its sin, implying that karas applies to one who eats mimenu, from it, the particular limb about which he intended, v'lo mechavero, and not for eating from its fellow, another limb. Rav Huna's explanation for Rabbi Yossi is rejected on the next daf, and another explanation is given. All right, so now we get our siman daf Yud Gimel. Our standard siman is a bar mitzvah bachur, So here goes. When the Kohen bar mitzvah bachur got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the avoda, that he did kamitzah with intent to burn the lavona the next day, and his friend the czar who came along for the celebration gathered up the lavona, making it pasul, the bar mitzvah boy's father got so distressed that he burned the bezichin of the lechem upon him with intent to eat one of the piles of loaves the next day. Once again, slow motion. When the Kohen bar mitzvah bacher, that must be more daf Yud Gimel. When the Kohen bar mitzvah bacher got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the avoda, that he did kamitzah with intent to burn the lavona the next day, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the Malchokes about kamitzah with intent to burn lavona lamachar the next day, and we get into the topic of ein matir mafagel as a matir. So, when the Kohen bar mitzvah bacher got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the avoda, that he did kamitzah with intent to burn the lavona the next day, and his friend the czar who came along for the celebration gathered up the lavona, making it pasul. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yannai said, likut lavona bazar pasul. If the gathering of the lavona from the top of the flower is done by a non-Kohen, the mincha is invalid. Rabbi Yirmi explains the reason, mishum halacha naguba. They connected this law to the law of bringing, which is one of the four essential avodas of a mincha, since gathering up the lavona brings it closer to the mizbeach. So, when the Kohen bar mitzvah bacher got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the avoda, that he did kamitzah with intent to burn the lavona the next day, and his friend the czar who came along for the celebration gathered up the lavona, making it pasul, the bar mitzvah boy's father got so distressed that he burned the bezichin of the lechem upanim with intent to eat one of the piles of loaves the next day. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if one burned the two bezichin of the lechem upon him with the intent to eat echod min astarim, one of the two arrangements of loaves the next day, oso achalav oso aseder shechishav alav, that loaf or that arrangement about which he intended is pigal and incurs karas, but the other is merely pasul and does not incur karas. The Chachamim say both are fully pigal. So once again, when the Kohen bar mitzvah bacher got so overwhelmed that he was finally allowed to do the avoda, that he did kamitzah with intent to burn the lavona the next day, and his friend the czar who came along for the celebration gathered up the lavona, making it pasul, the bar mitzvah boy's father got so distressed that he burned the bezichin of the lechem upon him with intent to eat one of the piles of loaves the next day. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf test. So the simmer daf test is tea or a teapot. So here goes. At the cake and tea stand, that must be on daf test, tea. At the cake and tea stand set up right outside the azara, a man who is mixing oil into a mincha, which reminds us, Amrayim discuss blala chutz l'chomos azara. If one mixed a mincha's flour with oil outside the azara, Rabbi Yochanan says it's invalid. Reish Lakish says it's valid because the pasuk mentions pouring the oil and placing the lavona before mentioning Kohanim taking the kamitzah, indicating that Kohanim are required, and since Kohuna is not required, doing it inside the azara is also not required. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. So at the cake and tea stand set up right outside the azara, a man who was mixing oil into a mincha was approached by a kohen asking him for some flour to fill in for a mincha, which became deficient before kamitza, which reminds us, Amrayim discuss mincha shechasra kodem kamitza, a mincha, which became deficient before kamitza. Rabbi Yochanan says, Yavi mitoch beiso v'yimalena, he should bring more flour from his house and refill, but Reish Lakish says he cannot, and the mincha is disqualified. So, at the cake and tea stand set up right outside the azara, a man who was mixing oil into a mincha, was approached by Cohen asking him for some flour to fill in for a mincha, which became deficient before Kamitza. Just as they heard an announcement from inside that even a mincha whose shirayim became deficient between Kamitza and Haktara can be brought, which reminds us, Amrayim discussed shirayim shechasu ben Kamitza Haktara, remnants of a mincha which became deficient between the Kamitza and the burning of the komets. Yochanan says, Makdir komets alehen, one still burns the komets for them, but Rish Lakish says, one may not burn the komets for them. Daf Yud. So the Siman Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. In the minion of right-handed Yidden, minion of Yidden, that must move on Daf Yud. In the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the barochas, Yad Yad l'kamitza, regel regel l'chalitza, ozen ozen l'ritzia, which reminds us, Rav explains, Yad Yad l'kamitza, the Gezer Shava of Yad Yad teaches to require the right hand for kamitza, regel regel l'chalitza, the Gezer Shava of regel regel teaches to require the right foot for chalitza of a yavama, and ozen ozen l'ritzia, and the Gezer Shava of ozen ozen teaches to require the right ear for boring the ear of an Eved Ivri who chooses to remain an Eved. So in the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the barochas, yad yadul kamitza regel regel chalitza ozen ozen luritzio, and everyone held up their right hand when the words etzbar kahuna were read from the Torah, which reminds us, Rabbi Baruchana said, komakum shenemar etzbar kahuna eina eloyomin, wherever a finger and kahuna are stated in a pasuk, it means none other than the right hand. This is derived from the Metzorah, where the pasuk uses both terms and explicitly requires yomin. However, since the pasuk of Kamitza only mentions Kahuna, and Kamitza with the left hand is possible, Rava clarifies that wherever Etzba or Kahuna is written, it means to require Yamin. So in the minion of right-handed Yidden, where they had woven into the barochas, Yad Yadul Kamitza Regel Regel Chalitza Ozen Ozen Loretzia, and everyone held up the right hand when the words Etzba or Kahuna were read from the Torah, a member dragged to a left-handed guest that even Kamitza of a Minchas Chota is done with the right hand, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara explains that Yad Yad teaches that the right hand is required for a Kamitza of a Minchas Chota. Since Rabbi Shimon explained that oil and levon are not placed on this mincha, shliya karbano mehuder, so that his carbon should not be elegant, one might have thought that his kamitza would also be valid with the left hand. So this drasha teaches otherwise. Daf Yud Aleph. So the Siman Daf Yud Aleph is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. At the gold star kamitza course star, that must be more on Daf Yud Aleph. At the Gold Star Kamitza course, where one young Kohen got a big Gold Star trophy for doing a Kamitza properly, which reminds me, we learned how Kamitza is properly performed, and the Gemara relates about Kamitza, Zohi Avoda Kashish B'Mikdash, and this was a difficult Avoda performed in the Mikdash in addition to Malika and the Chafina of Yom Kippur. So, at the Gold Star Kamitza course, where one young Kohen got a big Gold Star trophy for doing a Kamitza properly, while another boy doing a strange Kamitza with the back of his hand was awarded a Gold Star trophy for most creative Kamitza, which reminds us, Rapapa asked about several unusual forms of Kamitza, including with his fingertips by inserting them into the flower and closing them up to his palm, minat stadim, from the sides, which is pushing the back of his hand into the flower until it poured into his palm from the sides, and mimata lamala, and from the bottom up, inserting his fingers into the flower with the back of his hand facing the flower until he lifted the flower into his hand. So at the Gold Star Kamitza course, where one young Kohen got a big Gold Star trophy for doing a Kamitza properly, while another boy doing a strange Kamitza with the back of his hand was awarded a Gold Star trophy for most creative Kamitza, a third boy got a big Gold Star for maintaining a Komitz of Lavona from the time of Kamitza until the Haktara, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan says there are three opinions about how much Lavona must remain until the Komitz is burned. Rav Meir holds Komitz b'tchilah v'Komitz b'sof. There must be a Komitz of Lavona in the beginning during the Kamitza and a full Komitz at the end at the Haktara. Yudo holds there must be a komitz in the beginning, ushnei kratim, merely two particles at the end. And Rabbi Shimon requires a komitz at the beginning and only kord echad, one particle at the end. Rabbi Yochanan explains each tanasaurus. Daf Yud Beis. So the Siman Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The oldest of 12 Kohen brothers. 12 brothers? That must move on Daf Yud Beis. The oldest of 12 Kohen brothers, who helps his siblings remember that chutzlis mano with a mincha is chayv karas, whereas chutzlim komo is not, by writing the word karas on a big clock, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that if one performs kamitz with the intent to eat shirayim or kazayitz of its shirayim, b'chutz, outside the azara, or to burn the komitz or kazayitz of it, or the levona b'chutz, the mincha is possible, but doesn't obligate karas for eating it. If you intend to eat the shirayim or burn komitz or the levona the next day, it's pigel and obligates karas. So the oldest of 12 Kohen brothers who helped his siblings remember that chutz l'zmano with a mincha is chayv karis, whereas chutz l'mkom is not, by writing the word karis on a big clock, and then challenged them by holding up a bowl where the shiraim had become deficient between the kmitz and the haktar, and asked if burning the kometz can affect pigul or remove me'ila, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if burning the kometz for shiraim shechasru can affect pigul or remove me'ila. So the oldest of 12 Kohen brothers who helped his siblings remember that chutz l'zmano with a mincha is chayv karis, whereas chutz l'mkom is not, by writing the word karis on a big clock, and then challenged them by holding up a bowl where the shiraim had become deficient between the kmitza and the haktar, and asked if burning the kometz can affect pigul or remove me'ila. Had his two youngest brothers dressed in achila and haktara costumes stand far away from each other to teach that achila of haktara aim at starving, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Lechol kachatzi zayis, lachdir kachatzi zayis, if one intended to eat a half zayis of shiraim and to burn a half zayis of kometz the next day, kasha, the mincha is valid, she'en achil of a haktar mit starfim, because intentions for eating and burning do not combine to a kazayis. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you know that ain't achil of a haktar mit starfim, that intentions for eating and burning do not combine to a kazayis? That's on daf Yidbeis. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do you learn how to return the invalid kometz to the original kli without being mekadesh it automatically? That's on daf Zion. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you learn because a pigol intend about one challah makes the other challah pigol? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that wherever it mentions etzba or kahuna, it means none other than the right hand? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn how kmitza is properly performed? That's on daf Yud Aleph. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn that likut levona bazar, the gathering of the levona from the top of the flower done by a zar, is pasul? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you discuss if shiraim of a mincha became deficient between the kmitza and the burning of the kometz, whether we then go ahead and burn the kometz? That's on daf Tess. Good. Number 8. Which duff do we have the machlokes about kmitza with intent to burn lavona the next day, which gets us into ein matir mafagel as a matir? That's on duff Yud Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which duff do we learn about the gezer shavas of yad yadul kmitza, regal regal chalitza, ozen ozen luritzia? That's on duff Yud. Great. And number 10. Which duff do we learn that the avodas of mincha perform with intent of chutz l'zmano are chayv karis, not chutz l'mkomo? That's on daf Yud Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.